I want to speak about some casual observations I've made since the Queen's passing, and I thought there's some benefit in this stuff, hopefully, for you.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Welcome. Be motivated and be inspired. Let's go.
Hey team, Glenazar here. Welcome back to the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Now, on the weekend, I actually spoke at the Interior Fit Out Association's National Conference. So shout out to my good friend Kassa for making that happen. Now, this was a conference I was meant to speak at, well, I think 2 years ago from memory. And, you know, the dreaded C happened, you know, the big COVID that kind of shut all those sort of things down. So finally, a couple of years on, we finally got to get up and do that talk. And interestingly, I don't view myself as a motivational speaker. That's not what I do. I view myself as someone who makes observations about life and uses my own personal life experiences, tries to find lessons in that I can pass on to other people. Specifically, this conference, they wanted to talk about, or they wanted to build it around resilience and community. And resilience is something that I feel I've dedicated my life to, and more recently, even introducing people to the concept of anti-fragility. So it was a conference that I enjoyed. You know, I managed to sit and listen to some other speakers as well. And I always like going to these conferences because I think in this day and age, we probably don't quite understand when it comes to success the importance of surrounding ourselves with other people. Now, there'd be people in that organisation, members, etc., or in that sort of industry who wouldn't have went to that event, and they would convince themselves that they're too busy or they've got too much on or they're under the pump at the moment, which is true for everyone in the construction game. But you've got to make time for these things. This is one of those sharpening the axe type environments. So, you know, you can bang away at that tree all you want, or you can spend a bit more time sharpening your axe and you're going to be a little bit more efficient. And I just view our minds as the axe with which everything in our businesses and our lives moves forward. You know, that's what creates the success. It's what chops down the literal tree that we're trying to chop down. So I do like doing those conferences. I'm not your typical speaker. You know, we're not Tony Robbins. We're not high-fiving and hugging and clapping, and it's just raw, it's real, it's experiences, and hopefully people get benefit out of it, and they seem to on this one. So again, shout out to Kassa, and thanks for making that happen. Now, while I talk about, you know, experiencing or observing life's experiences, and I think about the Queen passing, and, you know, I pledged an allegiance to the Queen when I joined the Australian Army, but you know, I've seen a lot of soldiers putting up posts around that and talking about a sad day and all that. But to be honest, I never really pledged to the Queen and or to the government. I pledged to this country. And I wouldn't care, if I'm really honest, if this country was a republic or if we stayed a part of the Commonwealth. You know, having my time again, I would have pledged to whoever I needed to serve my country. So that's the bigger thing for me. And I've talked about that before with the Australian flag. If it ever changes, I'd be equally as proud to serve under a new flag as the old one. Because it's what the country decides is best. So let's get that off the table. But what I've noticed, interestingly, and I know it's an emotive issue, is some people writing really negative, poor things about the Queen passing. I saw one, a young NRLW player, you know, calling her a dog, you know, glad the dog is dead. And this young lady is from an Indigenous background, so it's an emotive issue, obviously, and we're thinking about things happening for years past. And I don't want to get into that issue, because it's a much deeper topic and it's much more emotion attached to it, and there has to be some level of understanding why people would write things like that. But that's not the only one I've seen. And more to my point, I think, is I believe that our energy doesn't lie. So think about this. When someone passes away that you didn't like and they didn't like you, and you know a lot of people didn't like them, you'll often see people get up and or write comments going, oh, it's a real shame and gone too early. And I don't do that if it's genuine, not a genuine feeling. If I don't like someone and they don't like me and we didn't have good experiences with each other, whilst I would never wish someone to be passed away, I'm also not going to have that lack of integrity to get up and act like I was their best friend. I just won't say anything. Well, this is kind of that situation. I think, you know, who does it serve by us making negative comments about someone that's passed away? It doesn't really serve anyone. It's our little corner of the world on social media or whatever the case may be. But I don't think our energy lies. And I think if we're negative and looking for things to be negative, then I think that that energy is harbored within us. If you're struggling in life, if your life isn't doing the things that you want it to do, you need to look at that energy. You need to look at, where am I putting out negative energy? Because if you put out positive energy enough, it does come back to you. And I'm not saying it's easy, and I'm not saying the road's always smooth and paved, but it does come back to you much more than if you live negatively. I know when I've struggled in the past, when I've been angry or upset or negative about things, I seem to get more of that in my life. So if you're getting more of that, ask yourself some questions. Why? Now, you can have emotive views and deep-seated views on things like the Queen, but at the end of the day, it's a 96-year-old woman that none of us knew personally who's passed away. Now, whether we believe in the monarchy or not, and I'm quite neutral on that, it doesn't really matter to me if I'm honest, but if you believe in it or not, if I just don't understand why commenting on it in a negative way would matter. Positive, yeah, go. Put a positive thing out there because your energy doesn't lie. You want a positive energy. But if you've got a negative viewpoint, let it go. What's it going to change? Who's it going to serve? Is it going to be any massive difference in your life? No, you're just harboring this little piece of negative energy that's not useful. So that's my thoughts as I watched the world react to the Queen passing. And I think it's always sad when someone that we feel like we know that there's pictures of everywhere passes away and it's a member of someone's family and all of those sort of things. But I just observed the way people responded. And it was just really interesting to me to think that we've got to take personal responsibility for where we direct our energy. So whatever's going on in your life at the moment, look around, ask yourself where you're involved in that. It's the number one of my personal standards for success, which is around accountability. So have a look at that and ask yourself some questions. Now, a reminder, we're not too far away now from the 5th and 6th of November for the weekend getaway with me on the Sunshine Coast hinterland. Everyone who has booked on that, I've sent an email out to you already. So if you have not received that email, please message me personally, glenwithtwoends@glenazar.com or through the Instagram or Facebook or social media pages. Reach out, get in touch, give me a call. I'm easy to find. If you haven't booked on yet, there are spaces available. So just go to the links in the show notes, go to the Instagram, Glenazar, or the Building Better Humans Project, and click in the link in the bio, and it'll take you all the way through. I'd love to see you there. I'd love to work with you personally. I'd love to put you in with a group of people that are motivated, inspired, and are willing to take action.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Building Better Humans podcast with your host, Glen Azar. For feedback, to stay up to date, or go back and find an old episode, head over to 180.net.au. Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Let's go.